Students from Bethel's Yupik Immersion Institution returned to school today after 4 days without classes following the Kilbuck fire. Teachers, parents, and community members worked through the weekend setting up temporary classrooms in the school district office to prepare for the kids' arrival. Rows of headlights stretched outside the building this morning as school buses and parents lined up to drop off their K through third graders. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur caught up with Joshua Gill, director of personnel for the district, in the parking lot as he and other staff coordinated traffic.
So this seems kind of amazing that less than a week ago is when the fire happened and now it's Monday and you're back in school. Is this a fast turnaround for this type of event?
Absolutely, I think so, but I also think it's the spirit of LKSD. We chip in across the district. We had stuff flown in from EEC. We had things from all over the school district that was brought in to get these kids back in classroom.
And then have you been able to talk with any of the parents or kids and hear what they've been saying today?
Unfortunately, no. I've been out here directing traffic, but I did see a few smiling faces walking into their classrooms this morning, so it was really good.
Today, have you heard from teachers, I guess, kind of like what the plan is?
It's basically we'll get kids back in, learn their new routines because they're going to the bathroom a different place, just getting those patterns set up, where they're going to eat lunch, where they're going to play on the playground, all those things established, and just get back into the school routine. It's almost like the first day of school.
And what about the state of the Yupik materials? Where those materials come from?
All over the state. I know there's stuff coming in from Fairbanks, UConn School District, throughout LKSD schools. We're getting pieces all over. We're gathering them and seeing what we have and finding the holes, those things we still need to do. But it's amazing. You got a staff in there, a very veteran staff, a very dedicated staff. They were in there and creating stuff all weekend long for their kids for at least this week.
And lastly, when you said that they were working here all weekend, what does that mean? What were they working on?
Setting up their classroom, getting ready for the kids to be in the first day. What a lot of people don't realize for primary teachers, those little things, the name tags on the desk, the routines on the wall, those pieces that they need to have a successful day, especially their first day.
Governor Bill Walker visited Bethel on Friday to meet with city and school officials as well as teachers and students displaced by last week's fire. Mayor Rick Robb presented the governor with the city's disaster proclamation, asking the governor to declare an emergency and allocate recovery resources. City Council will vote to approve the declaration at Tuesday's meeting. City Manager Ann Capella told the governor Bethel requires more cleanup assets than initially expected. The city discovered asbestos contamination in the collapsed school, and Capella is asking the governor for resources to properly dispose of the rubble and to test emergency personnel for toxins.